Clean water is a thing of the past. Nowadays, all kinds of pharmaceuticals are detected in wastewater and accumulate in rivers, in fish, in all of us. But chemists have come up with a plan to end this environmental drug pollution. And guess what? A better sewage plant is not the solution. Brigitte Osterrat sends us this report, presented by Charlotte Lomas.
Which medication did you take this morning? Antibiotics? The contraceptive pill, perhaps? Or painkillers? Well, even if you didn't swallow any pills at all, you might have ended up taking some drugs, even if only in very small amounts. Why? Well, because our water resources contain residues of all kinds of pharmaceuticals. Klaus Kümmerer, a green chemist at the University of Lüneburg in Germany, has been investigating this environmental drug pollution problem. Are these ever-present traces of drugs that we incorporate harmful to our health?
Ja und nein, soll heißen, wir wissen es eigentlich nicht genau.
Yes and no, which means that we don't know for sure. There are no immediate effects, at least. You would have to drink 2,000 litres of water per day to experience an effect on your body. However, we have no idea what taking up these trace substances over a lifetime might cause.
Die gleiche Stoffmenge lebenslang aufzunehmen.
And then there's a problem of antibiotic resistance. With these antibiotics in the water system, bacteria can grow accustomed, and that can mean the drugs end up losing their effect. When we take drugs, our bodies only take up or ingest a certain percentage of the amount of the substance we swallow. The remains are flushed down the toilet into the wastewater. Sewage plants can't remove all of it. On average, half the amounts of chemicals pass the sewage plant undetected. More advanced cleaning technology attacks these unwanted substances with light or radical chemical processes. But Kümmerer says these technologies only make things worse.
Da ist das Problem, dass da sehr viele Folgeprodukte gebildet werden.
The problem is that a lot of follow-up products are formed, and these might even be more toxic than the original substance. The pharmaceutical itself does indeed disappear, or let's say at least half of the amount. But we are generating a whole zoo of other substances which we know nothing about, which we cannot even analyze properly.
Eigenschaften, die man noch nicht mal richtig analysieren können.
Let's take methadone, for instance, which is used as a substitute for people who are addicted to heroin. US environmental chemists show that in modern sewage plants, methadone transforms into MDMA. This chemical damages the liver and other organs. So what's the solution to stopping pharmaceuticals from ending up in our wastewater? Well, green chemist like Klaus Kümmerer says better sewage plants aren't the solution. Rather, we have to tackle the problem where it comes into being. And the problem is, most of our chemicals today were designed to last for a very long time. Durability used to be a desired property when creating a new substance. But this way of thinking is wrong, says Paul Anastas, green chemistry professor at Yale University in the United States. He came up with the principles of green chemistry back in the late 1990s.
You only want a chemical to survive as long as it is providing its necessary function, and not beyond. Why? Because we now have chemicals and materials that are in our oceans. We have chemicals that are being found not only in all of our bodies, but also in places that aren't populated. Up in the Arctic, you will find these chemicals bioaccumulating in polar bears. You want to have your materials last as long as they're needed, and then degrade harmlessly into the environment and return to the earth.
Green chemists want to design biodegradable pharmaceuticals. When these drug molecules are flushed down the toilet and end up in our waterways, natural bacteria will break them down. In the end, only carbon dioxide and water remain. Sounds futuristic, right? Well, it isn't, points out James Clark, director of the Green Chemistry Centre of Excellence at the University of York in the UK.
This has happened before in different areas. For many years, I think people didn't believe it was possible to make biodegradable plastics. Now we do have some biodegradable plastics. Okay, it's only a few percent of the total market, but it's a beginning.
A similar problem happened a few decades ago with surfactants, substances in cleaning products that help reduce surface tension. In the 1960s and 70s, a non-biodegradable surfactant was used intensively and accumulated in the environment. Then, in the 1970s, it was prohibited. Chemists changed the structure of the compound in a way so it became biodegradable. Green cleaning products with this new surfactant arrived on the supermarket shelves long ago. It all comes down to proper chemical design.
The same could be applied to pharmaceuticals. We know how to do this in terms of chemical structure modification. It's not always easy, but it's possible. And we can learn from different sectors of chemistry, of industry, which have taken these challenges and designed molecules that become biodegradable. So when they do escape into the environment, they're safe and they cause minimal harm.
Klaus Kümmerer from the University of Lüneburg started developing these degradable drug molecules some years ago. He changed parts of the original pharmaceuticals that are on the market, but he only changes those parts of the molecule that are not needed for the drug to be effective. Pharmaceutical companies, too, have a sceptical view on Kümmerer's research. But that has changed now, Kümmerer says.
Einzelne Unternehmen sind zwischenzeitlich so weit, dass sie auf mich zukommen und sagen, ja.
Some companies even come to me and say, yes, let's see what we can do. If the debate over pharmaceuticals in the wastewater intensifies, we want to have something up our sleeve. And the debate will definitely intensify, because we nowadays find pharmaceuticals everywhere, in water, up to the oceans. Other companies see a market opportunity. If our drugs are just as good as the ones on the market, but in addition, we can say ours are biodegradable.
Unser Wirkstoff genauso gut ist und wir können noch sagen, dass er auch biologisch abbaubar.
But until such biodegradable pharmaceuticals are available on the market, it's up to all of us to reduce the amount of pharmaceuticals entering our water systems. So remember, never flush any pills down the toilet.
Charlotte Lomas presenting us that report by Brigitte Osterrath.